Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Oil and natural gas shipments that have been disrupted by Katrina's winds and rain, but that's not all. Seaports from Alabama to Louisiana also suffered damage. The ports are the entry points for everything from coffee and bananas to rubber and iron. They're also the exit points for exports of U.S.-produced chemicals and grains and agriculture. Joining us is John Dimsdale. He's Washington Bureau Chief for Marketplace. John, what about trade along the Gulf?
Well, all of the ports in the area are still shut down, and these docks handle a quarter of the country's waterborne trade. Rivers and channels are still blocked. Mississippi River officials say that they might get a channel open by the end of the day. But Katrina brought in tons of sand and silt and left overturned boats in the waterways, and goods are backing up on both sides of these choke points. There's an elaborate barge system for carrying products from throughout the Midwest down to the Gulf for export, and these barges are now stuck all the way back through the Mississippi, Missouri, and Ohio River systems. And ships bringing in products from outside the U.S. have a few more options, and they're scrambling to find alternate ports to take their goods. But it means rerouting all sorts of rail and trucking routes on land. And, you know, supply disruptions of lots of products are going to ripple through the country for weeks and maybe months.
What kinds of things?
Well, first of all, there are the indigenous crops in the area that have been hard hit. Oysters, crabs, chickens, sugar. A lot of fruit imports come through the Gulf. A major Chiquita banana facility in Gulfport, Mississippi has really been damaged. Also imported lumber for construction, rubber for tires. Kurt Nagel, the president of the American Association of Port Authorities, says there are 360 ports in the U.S., and some of these will eventually be able to pick up the slack.
In the short term, things like coffee and bananas, fruit, et cetera, that flow very heavily through New Orleans and Gulfport, there may be limited issues while that cargo is being diverted through other ports to ultimately reach the shelves. But the bottom line is that those cargoes will be able to find alternative ports to handle that in the short term to help keep those commodities flowing.
John, what about the exports? New Orleans is a big transfer point for agricultural products from the Midwest.
Yeah, that's worrying a lot of farmers. Half the nation's grain shipments go through the loading docks on the Gulf that are now shut down. Most of this year's corn and soybeans and wheat are still in the ground, but when the fall harvest starts reaching those ports in October and November, there's a real question about whether these harbors will be able to handle the flow. Coming up later on Marketplace, we're going to look at what all this disruption means for the availability of consumer products from around the country.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace from American Public Media.